Last Friday, I addressed the question of which is the correct Haftarah to lain on Parashat Acharimot and Parashat Kedoshim. So today I want to address a somewhat related question, and that is, what if persons learnt the wrong Haftarah? Can happen sometimes a bar mitzvah boy, they don't check with the rabbi, and it turns out the week before that he's learnt the Haftarah for Vayigash, and it's supposed to be Vayichi, or vice versa. What can be done? Or sometimes it can happen on a Shabbat. A person has been booked in to lain the Haftarah on a certain date, 3 months before, whatever. They come up to the Bimah, they get called up for Maftir, and then when it comes to the Haftarah, they open the Chumash or the Tanakh or whatever it is, and they find that they've learned the wrong one. It's next week's Haftarah they've learned, or last week's Haftarah. What is the din going to be? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva on a related topic in Igrot Moshe Orach Chaim Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Gimel, where he talks about two bar mitzvah boys where they've both learnt the Haftarah of Hashem Uzi, which is the Haftarah for Parashat Bechukotai, and they both want to lain it, and they can't both lain it on Parashat Bechukotai. So he comes to the conclusion that one of them could lain it on Parashat Bahar. I don't know how that worked out with the family's arrangements, but that's not the subject of his tshuva. And why does he allow this? He says, because if you look in the Rambam, in the Seder of the Haftarot, that the Rambam has the end of Hilchot Tefillah, so the Rambam says that the Haftarah of Hashem Uzi is the Haftarah for Parashat Bahar, and he says that even though the Rambam here is a Dat Yachid, and that's not our minhag to follow the Rambam on this point, nevertheless, the Shach in Yoradeah, Sof Simon Reish Mem Bet, he says that you can rely on a Dat Yachid, a minority opinion, even if it's against the majority opinion, in cases of Hefsed Maruba, where there's a great financial loss, or Shat Hadachak, or it's really extenuating circumstances, provided this is an Issa Durabanan. And the issues of Haftarah are Haftarah is a rabbinic institution, and therefore one can be lenient and follow the view of the Rambam because this is Shat Hadachak, this is extenuating circumstances. He points out that in actual fact, according to the Bach and the Taz, even if it was an Issa Doraita, we would be able to rely on a Dat Yah in such a case. And he says, yeah, it wouldn't be a problem. So the following week also you'll lay in the same Haftarah. It doesn't matter that you're laying the same Haftarah 2 weeks on the trot, because for Parashat Bechukotai, that is the correct Haftarah. So you can definitely lay it then. And the fact that the week before we followed the Rambam doesn't matter. And he points out that the old minhag brought down in the Shulchan Aruch is that if there was a Chatan in Shul on Shabbat, then they was always laying, almost always laying, they were the Haftarah Sosasis, which is the Haftarah for Parashat Nitzavim, and you could have that Haftarah read maybe 2 or 3 weeks on the trot, and we don't worry about that. But he says that you can only do this as far as Parashat Bahar and Bechukotai is concerned. You can't do it any other time, even if you think that the Haftarah is actually has got a link with the Parashat HaShavua, because we're not capable of deciding who's to say that's really the correct link and that it's acceptable to lay it like that. But I have to say that I was wondering about this final point, and I've just got a question on what Rav Moshe Feinstein says here, because in actual fact, the Seder Haftarot is not Mufurash in the Gemara. Certain Haftarot appear in the Gemara in Masechet Megillah. We're told what the Haftarah is for the Chagim, and for the Arba Parshiot, and for the Shivat and Achemta, etc., etc., and for the 3 weeks. But the Haftarah for Parashat Bereshit or Parashat Noach, it doesn't appear in the Gemara. So, and certainly various Rishonim say that in actual fact, in the times of Chazal, it was a variable Haftarah. They would choose each week, you know, something that was linked in with the Parashat HaShavua. So perhaps we could say that in actual fact, that the Haftarah that we read on any given Shabbat, unless it's one of the special Shabbat or when it would be different, the Shabbat Haftarah that we read on Parashat Emor or the Haftarah that we read on Parashat Vayigash, that's just a matter of minhag. And even though we don't like to be cavalier about minhagim, might be that Bishat HaTachak, in extenuating circumstances, if we can see that there's a link between the parasha and the haftarah that the person's learned, and this certainly comes up in some of the parashiyot in the second half of Sefer Bereshit, that what we read on one week could actually fit in with the previous week as well. So perhaps B'Sha'at HaDachak we could be lenient, because it's a matter of minhag, and we can deviate from the minhag in B'Sha'at HaDachak. I can also point out that the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel V'Hilchot Tefillah Halacha Gimel says that, yes, the Haftarah from the Navi needs to be something which is related to the Parashat HaShavua, and that's also what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Reish Pei Dalad Se'if Aleph. But we can point out that, there are sometimes haftarot, as I just said, that link in with more than one parasha. And the second point is, as Rav Moshe Feinstein observes, there are times, many times in actual fact throughout the year, when we don't read a haftarah which is linked in with the Parashat HaShavua. So in actual fact, a very big chunk of the year, from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz right through till the end of Sefer Devarim, we don't read anything to do with the Parashat HaShavua. On the Arba Parashiot we don't. Then you also have Chanukah, we don't. Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, Shabbat Erev Rosh Chodesh, we don't. And according to the old minhag, Sos Asis, has got nothing to do with Parashat HaShavua, but because there's a Chatan in Shul, so we read that. So there might be room to suggest that the B'Sha'at HaDachak, if a person's learned the wrong Haftarah, certainly if we can link it in with the Parasha, there might be room to be lenient and permit it to be read. Ad Kan.